Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 17. I thank you, Lord, for the anointing on your word right now to touch and to change every single person. Hallelujah. 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 I know you're hungry for God tonight. I believe I'll lay hands on people when I finish this word. Just lock in with me right now. Matthew chapter 17. And start in verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falls into the fire and into the water, and I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? Now just keep in mind there, he's talking to the disciples. O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. In verse 18, Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Hallelujah. Power over the devil. Hallelujah. Demonstrated right there. Power over the devil and power over every attack of the devil. This man, this father, comes with a request. Jesus answers their request and demonstrates power over the devil. Hallelujah. In verse 19, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? I think that's a question in different ways that many of us are asking in our lives. Why did we not see the big breakthrough in the last few years? Why did I not see the big breakthrough in our personal finances? Why did I not see the big breakthrough in our business? Why did I not see the big breakthrough in the ministry? Why did I not see the big breakthrough in our family? Well, God has a good answer for that. And you're going to get shouting here in just a minute. Why could we not cast him out? In verse 19, in verse 20, Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Howbeit this kind goes not out, but by prayer and fasting. So Jesus here takes authority over the devil. The disciples, no doubt, had just prayed the same prayer that Jesus prayed. They were laying hands, I imagine they were laying hands on this demon-possessed boy and saying, come out in the name of Jesus, and it didn't happen. They were using all the faith that they had and doing everything that they could. But I want to tell you, Jesus came along and prayed the same thing, but there was power in what Jesus prayed. I'm going to tell you for 2018 that God has breakthrough power for you in 2018. And He has not just ordained you to be speaking to the same mountain and see no results. But I'm telling you, I believe in 2018, right, starting right now, that God has given you power in the prayer that you pray. That God has given you a greater anointing in the gift of God that He has placed on your life. That God has given you a greater power and a greater effectiveness in every single mountain that you've got to see moved in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for everything He did in 2017. I thank God for the powerful services that we had. I thank God for the anointing. I thank God for the finances and the increase that we all saw, but I am not satisfied with that. I thank God for everything He's done leading up to this point, but I am not satisfied with that. And we've got to see more. We've got to see an increase in the power of the Spirit of God. We have got to see an increase in the power to prosper. We have got to see an increase in the power to lay hands on the sick and see them get healed. We have got to see an increase in the power to take authority over the devil and cast him out. To cast him out of a person, to cast him out of a church situation, to cast him out of town, praise God. It's time to see that increase, hallelujah. If you're with me tonight and tonight, say amen. Hallelujah, it's time to see increase. I'm telling you, it's time to stop to do away with unanswered prayer. It's time to do away with not having power over the devil like we know we should have. It's time to do away with staying in that same old bondage that has been nipping at your heels for the last 10 years. It's time to destroy the yoke of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus comes along here. And three things happened. Number one, there was answered prayer. Number one, there was answered prayer. Number two, there was a breakthrough into the faith of God. You see, the disciples didn't quite have the faith. Jesus said, because of your unbelief, you couldn't cast this devil out. They didn't quite have the faith, but there was one there that did have the faith. And then Jesus tells them how to get that same breakthrough. Then the third thing that happened is there was a breakthrough against every attack of the devil. This was an attack of the devil. I want to tell you right now that what God has for you in 2018 is going to be opposed by the devil. If you think you're just going to lollygag through 2018 and take your mountain and you got another thing coming, well, David, you're talking about the devil. You're glorifying the devil. No, I'm telling you how to destroy the works of the devil. But I also don't want you to be naive and think that just because you're saved and spirit-filled that the devil can't attack you. He's going to come against your prosperity. He's going to come against the will of God for your life. But I'm telling you, this year, you're going to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah for that one right there. Glory to God. Jesus begins to deal with them. And my message tonight is actually part two of what I preached a few weeks ago about breakthrough power in 2018. My message tonight is breakthrough on the inside and explosion on the outside. When you get it on the inside of you, it is going to begin to explode all around you. See, Jesus had the breakthrough on the inside of him. The disciples didn't have the breakthrough yet. But when you get this breakthrough on the inside of you, everything around you is going to begin to explode with the power of the Spirit of God. When you get this breakthrough, when things on the inside of you have changed, when there's a faith of God that has exploded on the inside of your life, then that's going to begin to explode on the outside. It's not going to be something that the devil can stop this year. That's an increase for you that the devil will not stop this year. There's healing for you that the devil is not going to stop this year, because you are getting the breakthrough on the inside and it's going to explode on the outside. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel sorry for anybody who didn't come tonight. If I was an old school Pentecostal preacher, I'd make you turn to your neighbor and say that. Tap your neighbor on the shoulder and tell him, I feel sorry for anybody that didn't come tonight. How many of you have been in some Pentecostal services before and the preacher made you say everything he said? He's like, well, tonight I'm going to be preaching. Tell your neighbor, tonight he's going to be preaching. I'm starting from Genesis chapter 1. Tell your neighbor, he said, starting in Genesis chapter 1. I'm like, man, preach your own message. I'm just kidding. Hallelujah. Where was I? It's breakthrough on the inside and it's going to explode on the outside. When you get it on the inside, it is going to explode on the outside. God has given you tools so that you can press into prayer through prayer and fasting and begin to see breakthroughs, see things on the inside of your heart begin to change. And I'm telling you, you come out with an explosion of the faith of God on the inside of you. You are no longer the same person. You'll be like Saul when he, in the Old Testament, it says that the anointing came upon him and he began to prophesy with the prophets. And it says he was changed into another man. I'm telling you, when you get breakthrough on the inside, I'm going to tell you right now in 2018, stop looking and feeling needy for breakthrough on the outside and deal with the inside. And I'm not telling you because you're a bad person or you're a weak person. You're not. You're here on a Sunday night. But I'm telling you, your breakthrough on the outside, you have power to deal with breakthrough on the inside. And when you do, it's going to explode on the outside in a way that nobody can stop. It's going to explode on the outside in a way that you never could have prophesied, never could have believed. And guess what? The word says, what eye has not seen and ear has not heard, God has prepared for the hearts of those that love him. This is how God does that. He does something that your eyes haven't seen and your ears haven't heard. If it were told you, you wouldn't have believed what God's going to do for you in 2018. And I can tell by the silence that right there, you wouldn't have believed it. Let me say it again. If it were told you, you would not believe what God's going to do for you in 2018. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to praise God right there. You see, my job tonight is not just to teach and throw out some information. I'm here to preach. And preaching means I got to stir you up. I got to move you. When we're done here tonight, it's my job to make sure you're at a higher place in the things of God. So I'm not going to keep you comfortable. I'm not going to sit here and be all tame. If I have to jump over the pew and shake somebody up, I'm going to shake you up tonight. You got to get this on the inside. I want you to come out of this place with an anointing to break through. I want you to come out of this place with the faith of God like Jesus had. When Jesus laid hands on and spoke to the devil to cast him out, Jesus was not wondering if it was going to work. He wasn't doubtful. He wasn't tentative. He wasn't shy. He knew when he spoke the word, that devil was done for. I want you to come into 2018 and knowing that when you speak the word, that stronghold of the devil is done for. When you speak the word, that lack is done for. When you speak the word, that breakthrough, that miracle that you need is taking place. Praise God. So I want to tell you again, stop looking and putting all the pressure and being needy for breakthrough on the outside and get the breakthrough on the inside. Because when you do, it is going to explode on the outside. Hallelujah. Breakthrough on the inside, explosion on the outside. Jesus here deals with the disciples and they said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. And he said, after that, this kind comes not out, but by prayer and fasting. And like I said, some manuscripts or some Bibles leave out fasting. If you have the New Living, the New Living goes from verse 20 to verse 22, just leaves out verse 21. But that word is in the Greek. I've studied it out. Fasting is in the Greek. Hallelujah. So Jesus here is talking about something that none of us want to do, none of us want to talk about. Fasting is not a seeker sensitive, I'm here to make you happy thing. But if you listen to what I'm about to tell you, this is going to change your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's changing mine. Hallelujah. It's going to change your life. I'm telling you right now, I'll give you a little rabbit trail, but there's a movement of fasting taking place just among the body of Christ worldwide. And there's a grace of God to fast right now. I'm telling you, I'm going to talk to you about that in detail in a minute, but if you will heed this and do a fast, I'm telling you, there's a grace of God to fast, I believe, right now, that you're going to tap into, and it's going to be easy for you. You're going to be feeling like I've been feeling, like, man, should I have fasted today? I feel like I'm getting left out. Man, somebody might be running spiritual laps around me because they're fasting and I'm not. You know, but you got to be led by the Spirit, so just humor me a little bit. But I believe that there's a grace of God to fast right now, because what's going to happen is whether it's a stronghold of the devil that's hurting you and damaging your life, or it's a big promise of God that has to happen in 2018. Either way, there's a breakthrough on the inside of your heart that has to take place, and you can get that through prayer and through fasting. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I want to challenge you tonight to take up what Pastor talked about this morning, and we've been doing for a few weeks, to do a 24-hour fast. That's the best way I know to describe it. It's a fast that I've done. I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's a fast that I've done for years. In 2001, I went and I did a citywide soul winning and healing crusade in Soto La Marina, Mexico. It was my first citywide crusade. And so I'm all excited. And I did a 5-day fast before I went down there. It accomplished absolutely nothing, except it made me lose weight, which did not need to happen, by the way. Still does not need to happen. But it made me lose weight, and I was way too skinny. I mean, it was not good. And so I fasted for 5 days. There was no spiritual impact whatsoever. It was a total waste of time. So we went down there. We had the first night of the crusade. It was October 31st of 2001, Wednesday night. We went through November the 6th, 7 day, November the 3rd was October 31st. November the 4th, I guess. That'd be 5 days. We did 5 days, Wednesday through Sunday night. The first Wednesday night, we had a powerful meeting. Several hundred people showed up. This was a small town, and we had a lot of healings take place. And I'm telling you, we were excited. Praise God, we're seeing victory and all this. But the second night, the next night after that, it was horrible. And anybody who's ever preached or ministered in revival, you know that it's revival services aren't just all like this sliding down a water slide type thing where it's all just totally glorious and the devil's never going to show up and there are not going to be any issues. You have services that are plowing services where you got to fight the fight of faith and you got to push through. And we had a bad service, so the next day I'd had enough. So I did a 24-hour fast. It's a fast in the Old Testament where you just do nothing but water, a total fast. You wake up in the morning, eat nothing, never eat anything all day, just drink water, and you eat in the evening. And I did that. I think I may have eaten before the service started. And we had tremendous breakthrough. And I've done several three-day fasts, which have been really effective. But really, the most effective thing that I've done personally has been a 24-hour fast where you just don't eat for 24 hours. You eat, you know, Tuesday night, and you don't eat again until Wednesday night, till 6 p.m. I just want to encourage you, if the Lord leads you in that, to do that this week. We've done it a week or two now already. And if the Lord leads you, if you don't feel it, that's okay. No condemnation. And if you already tried it a few weeks ago and you failed and you made it to 2 or 3 o'clock, it's okay. You took a step. Keep pressing in. But I want to encourage you to do that, to pray for breakthrough in your life and in Calvary Cathedral, our home church. And if we have some visitors here tonight from another church, and I want to encourage you to do the same thing. Pray for breakthrough in your life and in your church. Hallelujah. Because God's doing something right now. I'm going to tell you right now that Jesus dealt with the disciples, and he said, you could not cast this devil out because of your unbelief. So it's the heart of man that is the more important factor. You cannot put fasting above Jesus. When in prayer and fasting, you don't put your eyes on your fasting and begin to think, well, I just need to fast a little bit more and then I can have more breakthrough take place, and begin to kind of do the math. Well, I fasted, you know, before and I got a $2,000 breakthrough. So if I double my fast, I'll get a $4,000 breakthrough. That's not how this thing works. You got to honor the Holy Ghost and follow the Lord in your fasting. So fasting does not take preeminence over the word of faith. Fasting does not take preeminence over Jesus and over prayer. Fasting is a tool and it's an aid. Okay? So if you listen to me right now, I'll save you some trouble. Because if you want to consecrate a fast, then if it's led by the Spirit, do it. But if it's not, you're probably just wasting your time, because I've done that before. So Jesus here is dealing with unbelief in the heart of the disciples. And he says, you could not cast this thing out because of your unbelief. So there are things in your life that take a greater level of faith to see breakthrough, to see the miracles. There are things in your life that take a greater level of faith. The word says that we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. So if you want to go to another level of glory, you need to go to another level of faith. Hallelujah. If you want to go to another level of glory, then you have to go to another level of faith. And you can grow your faith on purpose. Stop sitting around and just thinking that doing the same thing that you've ever done the last 20 years is going to all of a sudden begin to accomplish a whole lot more. They say that's a form of insanity, to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result is a form of insanity. If you're believing God, if you have a bigger faith project this year, or if you have something that the devil's been beating you up on in and you are sick of it and it's still nipping at your heels, I'm telling you, begin to take what Jesus talked about here in Matthew 17 and get your heart dealt with. Get a breakthrough on the inside of your heart. And I'm telling you, God is going to begin to rush into your life. The hand of God's going to begin to manifest and explode in the blessings of God inside of your life and outside of your life in ways that you never could have imagined. Hallelujah. See, the disciples here had to get breakthrough on the inside before they could get explosion on the outside. Amen. Hallelujah. So, point number one, when you break through on the inside, and a part of that is prayer and fasting, God breaks through in answered prayer. I want to talk to you about answered prayer for just a minute. This man's prayer was answered. He came to the disciples and was praying, and his prayer wasn't answered. And we just need to fess up sometimes that some of our prayer is not answered. Oh, hallelujah. I could hear a pin drop right now. We need to just... sometimes it's good to realize my prayer was not answered. You're saying God didn't answer my prayer? No, I'm not saying God didn't answer your prayer. I'm saying that there is something wrong on the inside of the heart of people. And it's not that you're a wicked person, but the disciples prayed and it didn't work. So it's important to understand, hey, if you were believing God for a giant to be slain last year and it didn't move, do not come into 2018 saying, oh, it's just the timing of God. It is not just the timing of God that you live 2018 in lack and your house go into foreclosure. Oh, it's just the timing of God. He's going to provide for me and it's coming. No. Get a breakthrough on the inside of you and your breakthrough will begin to change the outside situation. People begin to rewrite theology when things don't happen the way that God wants to answer prayer. When things don't happen the way that you want it to happen, if you have prayed according to the word, and if your heart is right before God, then God wants to answer that prayer. Stop rewriting theology and writing things off on the timing of God because it didn't take place, and begin to break through on the inside of your life. Hallelujah. Because that's where it needs to take place. Stop looking for the breakthroughs on the outside when you haven't got it right here yet. Deal with this part right here. And I'm telling you, this is something that everybody needs to do. This is not something you need to do because you have been faithless to God. I'm not saying that at all. This is something that everybody needs to do. Jesus went on a 40-day fast. Explain that to me. Why did Jesus need to fast? He had never sinned. So fasting is not something to deal with sin. I tried that a long time ago, and it made it worse. You don't fast because you have a sin problem. Fasting is not going to get a sin problem out of your life. Jesus, the righteousness of God, already dealt with that. Fasting is not to get rid of sin. Well, I sinned, I'm going to go on a fast. You want to play the cards that way, then your flesh is just going to get stronger. Because your flesh is doing the fast and your flesh is doing the sinning. You're fleshing on both sides now. That's what's taking place. The fast is not about you going without food. The fast is not about you doing a great act in the flesh so you can be recognized. The fast is not there to move God because you did such a glorious sacrifice before Him. That's not what a fast does. A fast is there to deal with the things on the inside of your heart. And the primary purpose of fasting is to escalate your praying to a level that just goes, that is higher than where you have been, that will take you to a higher place. And when you have a fast, you need to pray that day as much as possible. I'm encouraging people, if you do this fast or any form of it, make sure you pray an hour there in that day. Pray 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening. I don't know. But the purpose of fasting is it strengthens your prayer life. When you get in a fast and you begin to get some time into that and you're praying, I'm telling you, there becomes a clarity between you and the Spirit of God because of the focus. It's like a laser beam. Instead of light just being spread out all over the place, the laser beam just is amplified and focused into one single thing, and the Spirit of God can work on the inside of your heart. And you get that breakthrough. Jesus did a 40-day fast, and prayer was answered. So the first thing I'm telling you tonight is when you break through on the inside, God breaks through in answered prayer. Now, I want to couple everything I just said about fasting with this. It's more about prayer than it is about fasting. I'm not sharing this because I'm starting a new doctrine about fasting and that we should all fast 3 days every single week for the rest of our lives or anything like that. I believe God is doing something right now. And especially at the beginning of a year, how many of you, by a show of hands, have something that God has put in your heart for the year 2018 that you want to see come to pass or you need to see come to pass? Raise your hand. Amen. Thank God for that. So put your hands down. So out of those people that raised their hand, how many of you, that thing that you just thought about that made you raise your hand is something that is bigger and you need supernatural help to see it happen? Raise your hand. Hallelujah. So see, that's where prayer and fasting can come and help you, because it is going to get the breakthrough on the inside. If your manifestation has to go up to a higher level, then your breakthrough on the inside has to go up to a higher level. Hallelujah. I'm sure you're writing that down instead of shouting. But if your manifestation needs to go up to a higher level, then your breakthrough on the inside of your heart, your faith needs to go to a higher level. Amen. Amen. You can get anything from the Spirit that you have gotten in the Spirit first. You get in the Spirit in prayer. Like I said, it's more about prayer than it is about fasting. So I'm going to try to veer away from fasting for the rest of the message, because I don't want it to come across as being out of balance. Because prayer in the name of Jesus, led by the Spirit of God, is the number one thing. Fasting helps and it's an aid. So, hallelujah. You can get anything from the Spirit that you have gotten in the Spirit first. So if you need something from God, get it in the realm of the Spirit first. Turn with me to Isaiah 58. I just want to read some scriptures there to you. I may not get too far into my message tonight, but I feel like we need to see this. This is so powerful. Isaiah 58. In your prayer time, and then especially when you're fasting, I think you ought to read through this chapter and make bullet points and specify when it says something, what does this mean in your life? Your prayer, whether you're fasting or not, needs to have a focus and a destination. Don't be vague about it. Your prayer for 2018, you can't just tell you right now, you can't afford to get in the prayer closet and just cut, and just pray in tongues the entire time. Pray in tongues a lot. Pray in tongues throughout the day. But if all you do in the prayer closet is pray in tongues, then you have no focus on your prayer life. Ouch. That may hurt a little bit. But you need to have English, or if you're a Spanish speaker, a native Spanish speaker, tienes que tener español saliendo de tu boca. Hallelujah. I said you have to have Spanish coming out of your mouth. You need to have English coming out of your mouth during these times. You have to have a focus on your prayer life. Because God wants to answer prayer. Hallelujah. God wants to answer prayer. But if you don't ask anything, you have not because you asked not. God wants to give you the breakthrough that you need in 2018. God wants to give you the deliverance. God wants to give you the marriage, the family, the finances, the ministry, the business, and all the increase more than you want it. So it's not that God's holding back or anything. Ask of Him. He said, ask of me. He said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Ask of Him. Desire things of God. And get in prayer until you get it in your spirit man. Hallelujah. Isaiah 58. Thank you, Jesus. We will start, let's see here. In verse 6, is this not the fast I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness? You may need to put a bullet point there on a piece of paper. Loose the bands of wickedness. I declare that the bands of wickedness in so-and-so family member that is struggling with drugs and alcohol is loosed in the name of Jesus. I'm giving you some practical teaching right here on how to do this. To loose the bands of wickedness and list things and pray specific. To undo heavy burdens. I undo the heavy burden of lack, the heavy burden of debt, the heavy burden of sickness. I'm telling you, sickness can be a heavy burden that weighs over your life where you can't get up and do what you need to do. And it's a bondage to you. To undo the heavy burdens. Understand the power that comes into your life through a strong prayer life. Understand the power that comes into your life when you get a breakthrough in the realm of the Spirit. You have the power to do everything that is listed right here and to escalate it to a higher level. Do not be satisfied. I want to build your faith right now. Prayer and fasting and seeking God is not just something that you do out of a religious exercise. This is something that God has given you. It's a tool that God has given you so that you can break through into a higher level. Hallelujah. Do not be satisfied with what you've seen in the past. Don't think that your spiritual growth has arrived and you know how to use your faith and it's plateaued and that's all you're going to see. I'm telling you, get unsatisfied with what you've seen and begin to hunger for the next thing because God has another level of faith for you. God has another place for you in the Spirit. And when you get there, you're going to see a higher level of the manifestation of the Spirit of God in the realm of the natural in your life. I'm telling you, when you get this in the Spirit, it begins to come out of the realm of the Spirit and manifest in your natural life. Hallelujah. All these things here that Isaiah is talking about are not spiritual things. These are carnal, natural things. This is what God wants to do. Hallelujah. To undo the heavy burdens in verse 6 and to let the oppressed go free. Glory to God. That's powerful right there. How many of you have somebody in your family or maybe you sitting here have some oppression that's in your life? Tell you, when my wife Riley and I started doing this, we noticed an attack of oppression that was just weighing on us. It wasn't affecting us. We weren't walking around sad and crying all the time. I mean, Charlie, nobody had to comfort us in the hallway. We weren't, being sad sacks all over the place. But there was an attack coming against us of, this is impossible. That's impossible. How is it ever going to happen? How many of you know what I'm talking about? All of a sudden, that cloud just dissipated. And there's just a natural joy and victory. We're not getting up and having to deal with oppression every morning or fear like it's not going to work or how are you ever going to see this happen. Forget that. It says the oppressed go free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In verse 6, and let the oppressed go free and that you break every yoke. Notice it says you break every yoke. How many of you would like to have power in your life to break every yoke? Hallelujah. If you can identify any yoke in your life, God wants you to have the power to break that thing. Glory to God. He wants you to break it, and you got to get it in the realm of the Spirit. And I'm telling you, in 2018, you are going to break every yoke. You are going to break every yoke of sickness in your life. You are going to break every yoke of lack in your life. You are going to break every yoke of doubt in your life. Hallelujah. You're going to break every yoke of anything and everything that is coming against your family. Hallelujah. You're going to break every yoke of anything and everything that is coming against your business. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, that's power that God has given you. And we get so dissuaded and discouraged when we've prayed the prayer and we've done this and we've done this and it hasn't worked. But I'm telling you, God has a method of breakthrough for us. And this is why I said earlier, if you get to the place you feel like, man, I haven't been praying as much as they have. I feel like I'm getting left out. I better get to the prayer closet. Why do a few weeks before, man, I just want to go home and watch a movie. Now you're at the place, what do I want to watch a stupid movie for? I want to go, I want to pray and I want to seek the face of God. I feel like I'm getting left out. Those people over at Calvary Cathedral are getting all these big breakthroughs, and I hear about the testimony, and I'm a member of Calvary Cathedral. I want to receive the same breakthrough. I see them getting stuff. I want the same thing, and you begin to seek God about it. This is something that's joyful. This is something that's awesome. This is something that God has given you as a tool to break through into the realm of the Spirit in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the power of prayer, getting breakthrough on the inside of you so it explodes on the outside. Hallelujah. 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 We need to take a praise break right there. Just praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, to break every yoke. You need to take this literally. No more taking things figuratively. No more taking things metaphorically. Take this literally. This is exactly what's going to happen. And you do this until you get this. Praise God. Hallelujah. You break every yoke. And just skip down to verse 8. Then shall your light break forth as the morning. I declare over you tonight that in 2018, your light is going to break through as the morning. In the name of Jesus. Every person in here, your light is going to break through as the morning in 2018. No more darkness in any area. When the sun comes up, there is no darkness left to be had. Your light is going to break through as the morning in 2018. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And your health shall spring forth speedily. Glory to God. Healing will come quicker in your life, in the name of Jesus. And your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear reward. In verse 9, this is a part that I wanted to get to. And you shall call, and the Lord shall answer. Yes. Hallelujah. How many of you want to see a greater level of answered prayer this year? I want every prayer that you pray to be answered. No more unanswered prayer, no more being satisfied with it. Everything you pray in the will of God is going to be answered in the name of Jesus. Then shall you call and the Lord will answer. You will cry and He will say, here am I. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In verse 11, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and make fat your bones. And you will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Hallelujah. In the middle of drought. Hallelujah. Brother John, in the middle of drought. We can be like a watered garden whose springs fail not. I like that part right there. A watered garden whose springs fail not. That's what God has called you to have. No more being satisfied with anything less than that. A watered garden. Hallelujah. He will satisfy, verse 11, your soul in drought. Make fat your bones, and you will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this is what God has for you in 2018. And number one, I'm just going to go over these points real quick. Number one is answered prayer. You're going to break through this year into answered prayer in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Amen. I'm going to do a little repetition here. Number two, you're going to break through into the faith of God. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Number three, you're going to break through every attack and gather up your spoil. Say amen. Amen. I didn't have time to get to that one. To be continued. Praise God. We'll get to it, but you're going to break through every attack and you are going to gather up the spoil in 2018. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you sense the presence of God here tonight? I'm telling you, such a powerful anointing. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for speaking to every person speaking to every person, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, 2018 is going to, it's going to explode in 2018 for everybody here. I stir up your faith right now. I tell you that it's going to explode in your life from the front to the back. In the name of Jesus, I challenge your faith. I stir your faith up. You are going to slay the giant. You are going to move that mountain in the name of Jesus. No sickness is going to stand before you this year. No poverty is going to stand before you this year. No lack. No lack of favor is going to stand before you this year in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every attack of lack is broken in the name of Jesus. Every bondage of sickness is broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Why don't you stand up on your feet tonight? Just begin to praise God with us for that. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Just give us a few more minutes here. I'm going to pray for people. But before I do, if there's anybody in this place, I'll tell you what you feel here tonight is the love of God. It's the power of God. God loves you. I don't care what's happened in your life. God loves you. That's all that He has for you is love. And if there's anything between you and Jesus right now, it's time to get it right. I want to just talk to two kinds of people here tonight. Number one, if you're here, you say, David, if I were to die right now, I don't know that I would go to heaven. Then I want to pray with you and pray for you. The Word says, the Bible says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that you shall be saved. I'm going to lead you in a prayer so you can give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. There may be a second category of person here. You say, David, I know that I'm going to heaven, but I know that my heart is not right with God. And I'm not talking about you just made a little sin and everything, but you know that your life is on the wrong track right now. You know that your life is on the wrong track before God right now. God has stopped the service just to talk to you. If you're one of those two categories, right now is the time. Right now is the time to respond. I want to pray with you up here at the front. If you say, David, I don't know that I'm going to heaven, or you say, David, I know I'm going to heaven, but I know that my life is on the wrong track. My heart is not right before God. And God's speaking to your heart. He's touching you. He's dealing with you on the inside. And he's calling to you. Jesus hung on a cross in front of the entire world, was ashamed and humiliated just for you and just for me. And He's calling you out right now to come down here. If you're in this place and you're one of those two people, number one, either you know that you're not going to heaven, you don't have the confidence that you're saved and going to heaven, or number two, you know that you're going to heaven, but your heart is not right with God. There's something between you and Jesus. Now I want you to raise your hand on the count of three. The Lord's speaking to your heart. If you're in this place, it's time. If there's just one person, the Lord's taking the service right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for touching every heart that nobody would leave without responding. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for a flow of salvation and souls coming in through these services where we just can't almost count the amount of people. And Lord, I thank you for touching every single person right now in Jesus' name. If that's you, raise your hand on the count of three. One, two, three. Just put it up in the air so I can see it and pray with you and pray for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's anybody in this place, there's nothing more important than getting your life right with the Lord Jesus Christ right now. If that's you, just raise your hand in the air. Praise you, Lord. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'll just ask you one more time and we'll pray. Lord, if there's anybody in this place, touch their heart right now. If you're in this place and you don't know for sure and you need to pray with me, just raise your hand right now and wave it at me. Amen. Glory to God. Looks like everybody's saved here tonight. Got a wonderful, wonderful crowd. Thank you so much. Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Lord, I pray that people here tonight come back Wednesday night and bring somebody. In Jesus' name, bring your neighbor. Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell them to come to church. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the mighty flow of your Spirit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just feel like I want to lay hands on people for just the touch of the Holy Ghost, a fresh touch of the Spirit of God before you leave. It's already 8:30. If you need to head on, that's fine. But if you want prayer tonight, just for the touch of God on your life, get a fresh filling of the Spirit of God, I want to invite you to come down here to the front as we worship. I'm going to lay hands on you tonight. And if you need prayer, if you want prayer tonight for what God has spoken in your heart, come down to the front. I'm telling you, the fire of the Holy Ghost will stir you up. Hallelujah.
Seeing you move,
hallelujah.
You move the mountain, and I believe I'll see you do it again.
Thank you, Jesus.
You made a way,
hallelujah,
where there was
hallelujah.
No way.
Thank you,
I believe
you,
I'll see.
Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Filled in the name of Jesus.
See you do it again.
Hallelujah. Filled in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I've seen you move. You move the mountain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Filled in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The touch of the Holy Ghost on you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Healing in your life. Healing. Healing on the inside. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The touch of the Holy Ghost. Never the same. Great things in 2018 for you and your family. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I see increase for you and your household. In Jesus' name. Breakthrough in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord's imparting into you that right now. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost and fire filled in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. More. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stir up. Stir up, Holy Ghost, more, more, more in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, the work of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Breakthroughs. Breakthroughs. Multiple breakthroughs for you and your family this year. Hallelujah. The desire of your heart coming to pass. I declare the desire of your heart in a few areas, in more than one, several areas coming to pass. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. by the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mighty work, a great work on the inside in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. Oh, fear not. Fear not, Liz. Fear not. Hallelujah. No fear, no worry, no fretting in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. 2018 is a year of Luke 8:50 for you. Fear not and believe only. Fear not and believe only. Hallelujah. 2018 is a year of fear not and believe only. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus' name. Oh, exceedingly abundantly above all the crafts of asked or thought. In Jesus' name, you have for them this year. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Great reward for great faithfulness. Oh, but more than that. More than that. Great reward for great faithfulness, but it's so much more than that. In Jesus' name, increase by the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh, Rabba Kabasakeya. Step into it. Oh, let there be blind steps of faith. Just open up major things. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. Yay. Akarabasankamalabra. Power. Power in the Spirit. Oh, power in the Spirit. Power in prayer, Kathy, in the name of Jesus. A greater level. The fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost on you, Kathy. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Revelation. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh, revelation and restoration in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord is restoring things in 2018. Restoration in the name of Jesus. I command it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Restoration, you come forth. Hallelujah. We say restore. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Increase. Increase. Now, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Restored. Hallelujah. We say restored in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Restoration. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabba Kabasakeya. In Jesus' name, by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rebe Yabasi, Yaba Yeseke Yara. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, a new thing. A new thing. Oh, by the Spirit of God, to you. In Jesus' name, I say, come. Come, the new thing, a fresh thing in Jesus' name. By the Holy Ghost. Get it in prayer. Get it in the Spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Lord is using you. Oh, yes, Lord. Doing things, accomplishing things for the kingdom of God this year. Do not be moved. Do not be discouraged. Do not be dissuaded in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Prophesy, speak the word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. By the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, the Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord, a mighty work. Hallelujah, a mighty work in you, Randall. A mighty work, hallelujah, in you, in the name of Jesus. A mighty work in the ministry call. In Jesus' name, by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, mighty work. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, increase, increase, increase in the name of Jesus. Oh, rabasakabarabakabasikene, increase. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost. Explosion. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost. Explosion. In Jesus' name. By the Holy Ghost, greater than before, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, the grace of God, building to greater than before, in Jesus' name, joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah, that's the power of God all over you right now, Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus' name, by the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. Pray, prophesy in your prayer closet to your family and see a work by the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for a surprise this year. A surprise this year. coming to this family, coming to her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, by the Holy Ghost. Oh, I stir it up. The fire of the Holy Ghost on you. That's the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The work of the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Increase it, Lord. Increase it, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Ready? Locked and loaded with the prayer cloth. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh, hekabaraba. Lemeria bangaremimimia. Oh, Kabiri, I have seen every single bit of it. Every single bit of your faithfulness is the Lord. Oh, and I am bringing my reward in Jesus' name. Yeah, Kabaraba, Kama, Kabasa. Yeah, exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. In Jesus' name, build your faith to receive it all. Build your faith to receive it all. Receive, receive, receive. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, beya, brapa, kaba, sa, kabre, ke, se, akaya, re, akaba, sa. Hallelujah. Greater glory. Greater glory in Jesus' name. Oh, powerful work. A sharp, hallelujah, work, I don't know, on the inside in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, thank you. Hallelujah. We're praying for Larry. We're here to pray for Larry. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, such a precious time with the Lord this year. Such a precious time with the Lord this year. Yeah. How about healing? Healing exchange for every hurt in the name of Jesus. Oh, Kabaria, communing with the Lord. I just see you communing with the Lord. In His presence, Larry, is fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe we're done. Come back Wednesday night. Wednesday night, revival. I'll be here. Riley will be here, I believe. We're leaving early Thursday, but we will be here.
Oh, let's praise the Lord tonight. Such a special thing. Lift your voice. Lift a voice of thanksgiving for His presence tonight. In His presence is fullness. Lord, we receive Your presence tonight. We receive Your promises. We receive Your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Father, for a powerful day in the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Lord, this is our year to recover all. Hallelujah. Recover all in Jesus' name. Thank God, thank God. Oh, let's give you one more final vocal. Just let your voice go out to it. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, with our voices we praise we magnify the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Don't forget prayer tomorrow night from 6 until 7 for our nation, for revival in our metroplex, revival in our nation. Praise God. It's such a powerful time to pray unto God. Wednesday night, 7. Be a spirit of revival in the house. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. Hallelujah. Just practice the presence of God this week, every day. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.